I think that normally presidential candidates come to Texas this late in the cycle to raise money, but they also realize that even though they're in Texas, both of them in Texas, that the national news tonight will cover whatever they say here in Texas, and the nation will see it. The next day, newspapers, New York Times, Washington Post, Houston paper, will all have stories about Trump and Harris being in Texas.
Oh, so you can be a national story just because they know coming to Texas is going to be an attention getter.
Yeah, that's right. But they also have local purposes here in the sense that Harris is coming to campaign with Colin Allred in Houston because both of them know that Allred has to boost his urban turnout as high as he can get it to have any chance against Ted Cruz. And some polls show him within 2 points of Cruz. So Harris is coming because she knows she'll get some attention on the abortion issue, which they're going to deal with, but it could also boost Allred here in his Senate race in Texas.
Oh, interesting. It's kind of a twofer then, where, like, 'cause I know, like, abortion's been a hot button in Texas, and then for Allred too. And actually, you know, I just saw Allred when he did early voting. Was that Monday? And yeah. And I asked him because I remember 10 years ago when Wendy Davis was running for governor. Again and again, she would always say, Texas is not a Republican state, it's a non-voting state.
Yeah.
And is that kind of what you're doing here?
Yeah. The most recent polling seems to show that Trump is secure in Texas. He's up by about 6 points or so. And he'll come and he'll campaign with Ted Cruz in Austin today because Cruz is only up about 2. You know, Allred has been closing on Cruz. And so Trump wants to be sure that Cruz gets reelected, even if he doesn't need to be in Texas, it allows him to talk about the border and crime, which he wants to be talking about, and might well help Cruz as well.
That's interesting. They can come here and talk about those issues that they want to focus on. They can get their soundbite to the New York Times or something. So, yeah, I think that's interesting.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you see that race for Senate being closer than Trump versus Harris in Texas?
Yes, I think all of the polling shows that, and there are the major polling averages also at 538.com and realclearpolitics.com, roll call decision desk. All of those show the Senate race in Texas closer than the presidential race. And so I think the presidential candidates, they're not here to campaign for themselves, although they know they could get some benefit by coverage here in Texas, but they know the Senate is going to be very, very close. And so Harris would love to boost Allred and Trump would love to boost Cruz.